Can you fill us in a little bit about Tarico White and that knee injury at all?
Yeah, as far as I'm aware, it's only very minor. We didn't even know about it because he continued training through it. And the very little we've seen of him since landing has been impressive. He's a great shooter, and I think that's going to open it up for Bryce whenever he wants to penetrate and get in the keyway. But he doesn't seem too concerned about it, and I'm going off what he's told us. So I dare say we'll be back on court early next week, ready to go for the pre-season blitz.
Who was responsible for it? Who ran into him?
Well, I asked Greg Hire straight away. He's usually the culprit, but apparently it was no one's fault. I don't know actually when it happened because, like I said, he continued training and he actually hit one of the game-winning shots for us in the back end of training. So he's done well, but even knowing that he can play through injury, that's something I can already tick that box now. Obviously, you don't want a player to get injured on his second day of training, but to know that if he's in a bit of pain but continue to perform, it's a good thing knowing going forward.
Do you get a feel whether an import is good for you straight away? Can you sense in the first couple of training sessions that, yep, this guy's going to be part of the team?
Yeah, especially their demeanour. You know, we did a walkthrough and what's normally a 70% session, he was going hard and he really wanted to switch on, and we threw every single offence at him, which is about 40 different offences, and he was asking questions, he wanted to do the right thing, but then physically he was going at 100%. So the buy-in's there, which I want to see. His willingness to learn is another thing I want to see, but then the skill level he's shown is right there, ready to go, which excites me. Because, you know, we've built this club around Bryce Cotton and he's the missing piece we probably didn't have in years gone by.
You mentioned his demeanour. What's he like on court? Is he vocal? I mean, up on stage he sort of seems he's a little bit shy at the moment, but maybe that was just the interviewer. But what do you make about him on court? What's he like to play with?
He's very quiet, but his demeanour is just about getting the job done. And we've already run some offences for him and he's responded by putting the ball in the basket. So he's a guy that's been a flat-out scorer for most of his career. We pride ourselves at the other end of the court. Defence is our backbone. So we know we're going to get from him at one end, just about making sure he knows our style of play at the defensive end. And with how he's responded with every challenge we've thrown at him so far, I don't see it being a problem.
So you mentioned the missing piece of the puzzle. What makes you think that? What does he bring there?
Just can flat out shoot the ball. It means no one can sag off him defensively, which helps our bigs. It means Angus Brand, who's the best, one of the best big men in the league, can now go one-on-one opposed to teams double-teaming him. Bryce Cotton is the best player in the league, so now teams can't sag off to try and help his defender. So it's exciting. You know, if he's given it, Tarico's given any space at all, it's almost a layup from him from behind the three-point line.
No disrespect to the players that played last season, but do you think the changes you've made, you're a better team than last year on talent?
I think so. It's because it's not necessarily the skill level that we've lost from the last year or gained this season. It's more about the style of players we have. You know, Tom Jervis has been there, done it. He knows his role, he embraces it, but he's the best communicator on the team. We missed that communication in the back end of our defence, and that's what, you know, someone like Tom brings. And then Nick Kay and Mitch Norton, I loved what I've seen so far. Blue collar guys, just get the job done. They don't complain, they've got high basketball IQs, and I've been in particular particularly impressed with those two guys.
You've been the face of this team, and point guard's been your position for 10 years here at the Cats. Are you under pressure to keep your spot in the starting five with Mitch?
Oh, he'll certainly push me, and the reality is he might have the starting five for different games. We've always had the belief that whoever the best five is on the court are going to keep playing. So regardless of who starts, if one of us gets going, you'll probably see myself or Mitch playing 30 minutes a game, the other guy only playing 10, and that's going to flip throughout periods of the year. I've seen him win games for Illawarra last season, and I dare say he's going to do the same thing for us this year.
Your body, is it all okay? You've recovered from your surgeries and everything?
Yeah, so it took a lot longer than expected with my knee surgery, but I've had 3 full days on court where I haven't had to go onto the spare court and do some running. And to be honest, it feels better than it has in a long time. I finally have some muscle in my legs, which is something I couldn't have said 12 months ago, and I didn't realise how much I've missed it or how much it had plagued me until now that I can feel it on the flip side. And physically, it's the best I've felt in probably 2 seasons.
Damo, having the 3 of you through that guard position, does it have the ability to have more impact, you know, if it's yourself and Mitch swapping there in that position and have greater impact on a game?
Yeah, I think one thing we went away from last season was the full court pressure defence. And to be honest, physically, I just couldn't do it. I had no strength in my right leg and I had a bung left ankle. This year, it'd be myself and Jesse or myself and Nick Kay trying to pick up full court. And when I sub out, Mitch will replace me and we haven't lost anything at all. So I love the idea that we can go back to a style that was successful a few seasons ago because we have the personnel that can do it physically.
With the changing in personnel and that style and structure has worked so well, as you said, can the 5 new faces pick that up? I mean, I know Tommy was here recently and and Reece has been there, but can they pick that up as well?
Yeah, and I think not only can they pick it up, it plays to their strengths. Nick Kane and Mitch Norton, you know, it excites me going to training, which I haven't said for some time because I was usually in pain. But to go and see what they put on the court every single day, you know, they're two of the hardest workers I've ever played alongside. And for them to do it day in, day out, fresh-faced, learning the offences, learning the defences, you know, what Jesse, myself and Matty Knight have done for years with building that relationship, they've had it for a few years in Townsville, Illawarra, and now they've brought it to here at the Wildcats.
Team plays tomorrow night. You're going to be without Angus and Jesse, Tarico now, Nick and Mitch. Are you going to be right to actually play a fair bit of the game?
Yeah, it's not ideal preparation, your first pre-season game going out with four of your, you know, Australian players missing. But, you know, whatever Trev says, if he wants me playing 30 minutes, I'll play 30 minutes. I might not be performing too well for 30 minutes, but it's this time of year where you'll, you know, throw a few things out there, different combinations, and see what happens. But we've had some good young talent as well with Sunday Detch, who we've brought in. He's been amazing in the pre-season. We just didn't quite have a roster spot for him. Lockie Cummings has just won an SBL championship, so we'll throw the younger guys in there as well.
What goes through your mind when you have a look at the Sydney Kings list and the talent that they've got there?
Look, I've known, you know, Andrew Bogan and I went to the AIS together as 17-year-olds. Brad Newley was there as well. And to see it come, those two play together, you know, Jerome Randall. There's big names on paper. You know, they've got a hell of a list. There's no denying that. But of the four championships I've been lucky enough to be a part of, I think only once we probably had the best team on paper. Names don't put the ball in the basket or play defence. If they switch on and get it going, then there's no denying what they're capable of. But we'll focus on ourselves right now. And I look forward to the challenge when we do face the Kings.
Has there been any banter between you and Bogut in recent weeks or days?
Yeah, we do banter a little bit. Look, in my opinion, he's Australia's greatest ever player. You know, Andrew Gay is obviously right there. A few other names you could throw into it. Benny Simmons may one day go down as it, but Andrew deserves to be acknowledged as one of our best ever players. And it's probably what he brings from a leadership qualities that the Kings are really going to benefit from. So you can talk about his passing, his shot blocking, his rebounding, but it's his leadership that they're really going to thrive off. So we have been talking a little bit. He thinks he's going to set a few back picks on me, and we'll see what happens.
Is he the kind of boy that or guy that can really rev up this competition? You know, on the court, and it seems like maybe off it, there might be a bit of controversy from him.
Yeah, I love it. He, you know, whatever he thinks, he will share, and he's usually spot on. So I love what he's going to bring to the league as a person, a character off the court. But on the court, he's here to win, do one thing, and that's win a championship. And his determination combined with the skill they've got, you know, it's a big plus for Sydney and a huge plus for the league as a whole. Yeah, I think it was a no-brainer, to be honest. That's where the most juniors are. It's the strength of basketball in the country. You go to any junior tournament, and normally it's a Victorian team that's winning it, and 40-odd thousand junior representatives come out of that Knox area. So for me, it was a no-brainer. You know, I'd love to see more teams in, such as a Canberra, a Tasmanian team, and my beloved Newcastle. But in the meantime, we've got to make sure that the NBL is strong, and any new team that comes in isn't going to be a one-and-done. They're going to be around for the long term.
We keep hearing Mitch Norton as the baby Damo, the new Damo. How does that feel, having the new guy coming in, getting that name when you're like, I've got a couple of good years left of me?
That's very generous. I love that you went with plural there and not singular. Look, to be compared with Mitch or vice versa, you know, I see it as a massive compliment. He is Australia's best young junior basketballer in the NBL, and he's been around for a number of years already. I think he was captain of the Townsville Crocs as a 20-year-old. That's incredible. So to have that leadership, that skill, that drive, to call a teammate is fantastic, and he's bought right in. You know, we don't ever talk about starters or anything like that, and if Trev gives him the nod, that's great. If I get to start again, I'll be over the moon. But the reality is, he's a huge plus for the Wildcats, and the fans are going to love what he brings.
Sorry, a shiner, is that from you?
Yeah, he actually did say I want to be the starter, and quick one to the thing. No, that was friendly fire. His teammate Tommy Jervis, they're on the same team, and Tom got him, so he's a tough bugger though. Didn't stop him.
Can you play together, do you think, the two of you on the court at the same time?
When we need to get up and be aggressive defensively, I dare say we'll spend some time on the court together, but overall they'd prefer to go with a Bryce or a scoring two man as opposed to two point guards who want to run the ship. So yeah, if we're behind late in the game, I dare say both of us will be thrown out there to hound the opposition.